Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Sneak off with something new at Hertz. Have a fling with our newest fleet yet. Your real car never has to know. Get away with a newer model. No strings attached. Just imagine where you could go together when you leave the Hertz lot. That new car smell. Rent one, return it, and pretend nothing happened. Just don't catch feelings. Book our newest fleet yet at Hertz.com.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Prescorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Ready for our next guest. He does, it was great to see him and talk to him and get some FaceTime with him in Atlanta for SEC football media days. He does a great job, wears a lot of different hats when it comes to covering the Ole Miss Rebels. And, of course, we just caught up with his colleague, Billy Mbati. I saw Billy in Atlanta as well. Billy has taken over is the publisher of that website. He's also a co-host of the Red and Blue Crew podcast and, of course, the Believe in Ole Miss on the Believe Network. And that is Brad Logan. He's been kind enough to join us and give us some of his thoughts on Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss as they head into a really interesting season. I thought they had the most talented team in the SEC a year ago. didn't quite live up to what they wanted, didn't get to the playoff, but I still think they're flying under the radar, so to speak. I picked them fifth in my poll as far as to finish, you know, right there on the cusp of being able to get into the college football playoff for Lane Kiffin, who's done an amazing job at Ole Miss. We're going to talk some Rebel football this morning with Brad. And Brad, good morning. You're with Drew and Scott. How are you?
Morning, Drew Scott. Over in Atlanta, and I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good.
Well, just kind of, I mean, it's been fun. We've been kind of bouncing around SEC camps all I guess you could say, fall here right now as we get closer and closer. Your thoughts, though, just on fall camp as a whole?
Well, I think, number one, the D word, and what I mean by that is depth, is the key getting through preseason camp and getting ready for a run in the SEC. And I think teams that make it deep in the SEC have really good depth. And, Drew, you made mention of the season last year. And the Netflix documentary that a lot of us are watching or haven't watched or are about to watch or being talked about, you look at a team like Ole Miss that had an opportunity that kind of fell by the wayside against Kentucky, obviously would lose against LSU, didn't trail in regulation, and would lose the game in OT, and, of course, losing at Florida in the latter part of the year. A lot of the reason that happened is because of depth, and specifically depth at running back. And this year, they've done a really good job of going to the portal and securing talent. Caron Lacy, the talented running back out of Missouri, is one running back they've got coming in, along with Logan Diggs, the redshirt transfer. They played sparingly last year, had a couple of carries in the Gator Bowl, but was pretty much injured the whole year with an ACL. And then Damian Taylor, an interesting story out of Troy. So they've got a kind of a bruiser back, and you talk about Damian Taylor, but Lacy and Logan Diggs should get the baby of the carries. And Shekai Mills-Knight, a talented player out of the state of Tennessee that Ole Miss was able to get, a four-star product. So depth is there. Offensively, guys, I think there's not a lot of questions on offense with the wide receiving core that's really good. You've got Austin Simmons coming in following Jackson Dart, who we expect to see play some tonight for the Giants. The question mark I think there could be would be across that offensive front. Ole Miss went to the portal hard. He got Delano Townsend, P.J. Wilkins, along with Patrick Kudus out of Arkansas. So offensively, not a lot of questions. Defensively, I think there are quite a few questions. So I think that's where a lot of people are looking at fall now to see what type of depth they'll have across that defensive front.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No question about it. And then a lot of people forget about Logan Diggs. I mean, at one time when he was at Notre Dame, he was considered a rising star in college football, and injuries have kind of, derailed him a little bit. When he went to LSU, didn't quite develop like people thought he was going to. And, he could be one of these guys flying under the radar that could surprise some people this year if he could provide a spark to that Ole Miss running game.
Yeah, you know, we had a chance to visit with him during media day on campus at Ole Miss, and he basically what I got from him, Drew, was a quiet confidence. And obviously he said all the right things, and I asked him about the Kentucky game, I asked him about the bowl game and how he felt, and he stayed, you know, high above here. He didn't really go into a lot of depth, but he did talk about that he is 100%. And the confidence that he had kind of oozed away from him. It also had a pretty good conversation with Deshaun Stribling, his transfer wide receiver, who's had a really good preseason camp as well for Ole Miss. And all of those guys are talking about being cohesive with quarterback Austin Simmons. I think that's the key to being successful in the SEC. It kind of starts with the quarterback and trickles down from there. But Lane Kiffin, you mentioned him at the top of the show, or the top of the interview. And I've got a little bit of a quiet confidence from him as well from the times I've had a chance to hear the interviews and participate in the press corps. And if you hear from him, and he exudes a quiet confidence. You know, it was interesting. There was a question asked, and you guys will appreciate this being follow Alabama specifically and then, of course, Auburn. But a member of the press asked, Coach, how's it different going in when you're top 10 or top 5 in the country in the preseason versus – top 16 to top 17. And I give Lane credit. He said it's different. But on the flip side, not as many people are talking, and we can focus in on who we are, as in we as in Ole Miss, as he was referring to. So I thought that was an interesting question and a pretty good answer that they're kind of able to hone in on not having to focus in so much pressure going into the season. A season, by the way, that I think is a little more difficult on the top end than it was last year. You know, Ole Miss last year was 5-0. We didn't know how good they were. This year, I think there's at least somewhat of a test when you start talking about opening conference play with Kentucky and Arkansas. Now, we could argue that they may not be very good, but they're a lot better than the teams that Ole Miss opened with last year as this team gets ready for LSU. Interestingly enough, I think the fourth game of the year against Tulane, to me, is the most intriguing game. John Summerall has went to the portal, has gotten a lot of talent. He's got Ed Ogeron on staff helping him there. I think that's going to be a tough out for Ole Miss. So definitely some competition before leading up to that game against LSU in the fifth game of this season.
What's been the early return on Austin Simmons so far?
Ole Miss fans, football is back, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long, Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
a very quiet confidence. And I asked him specifically, Austin, what's it like being able to fill the shoes left by Jackson Dart? And he was very polite, but he said, you know, I don't look at it like that. I've got to pave my own way. And we saw him come in, and everyone, you saw the drive. All of you saw the drive against Georgia when he came in when Jackson Dart went out. Caden Lee, who's an incredible receiver. Someone's also flying under the radar. I didn't see him on a lot of lists. I saw the top 10 returning receivers, I think, on the SEC Now the other day on the SEC Network. And Caden Lee was nowhere to be found. He didn't have a drop last year for Ole Miss. So he is going to be Austin's go-to receiver. And, you know, hearing from Caden Lee, talking about that drive against Georgia where he came in, he was like, hey, man, it's going to be okay. You know, I'll catch it, throw it to me. So he said Austin was as smooth as he could be. Just peppered the ball down the field, scored the touchdown, and was as cool as he could be. Kind of paving the way, I think, for his career, really. He played sparingly, obviously. Jackson Dart played almost the entire year. But when he came in, he was very calm. He knows the offense very well. And now I think having that experience at receiver that he's gotten through the portal, I talked about Deshaun's dribbling. I think another receiver, Harrison Wallace III, along with the wide receiver, Deuce Alexander, transfer out of Wake Forest, who saw Ole Miss up and close and personal last year in Winston-Salem when Ole Miss beat Wake Forest. So I think there's a cohesiveness there. There's a comfortability with Lane Kiffin in the offense and Charlie Weiss, the offensive coordinator. Ole Miss fans expecting big things out of Austin Simmons for sure.
And then as far as a freshman, he's a five-star recruit. Ole Miss did a great job flipping him from Alabama. What are they expecting in the first year out of Caleb Cunningham? Will he be a factor in the rotation? I know the one thing, they had Trey Harris. They had a really good wide receiver core a year ago at Ole Miss, and yet that was the message I got from Lane Kiffin at SEC Media Days, is that he feels like the wide receiver group is, there's not going to be any drop-off. They're going to be really deep and probably deeper this year, but is Caleb Cunningham expected to be a factor?
Well, Drew, I think they are deeper, and Lane even said that he believes the wide receiver room is probably the most talented group on the field this year for Ole Miss. Yes. So you talk about Traylon Ray, the junior transfer, along with Caleb Odom, who's going to play some tight end.
Yep.
He's going to play, going to put his hand in the dirt, also going to stand up and play some slot receiver. And then Winston Watkins, the third, kind of a jitterbug type receiver. Right now, the best we can tell is that Caleb is a freshman. And if you're a freshman in a very high-octane offense like Ole Miss, it's very detailed. I think he's learning a lot right now. I don't know what the plan for him this year. He's an incredible talent. I had a chance to follow him at Choctaw County High School down in Akron, Mississippi. Followed him during the high school ranks when I was doing some high school stuff. So he's every bit as good as everyone is billing him out to be. But you've got to transfer that talent over to the major college level. And you guys know that follow Alabama and follow Auburn, those game plans are much different than you face in 2 and 3A in Alabama and Mississippi high school football. So I think there's a learning curve. Not sure what the plan is for him, but he's a super talented player, very smart, knows the game really well. So he'll be fun to watch over the next couple of years, depending on what happens with him this year.
Now, you mentioned Brad Logan joining us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, as well as in person on YouTube TV, WZZN TV. Brad, you mentioned that Ole Miss schedule. It's Georgia State, but then, I mean, game two and three SEC play. Kentucky, Arkansas, on the road, at home, Tulane, and then LSU. That's a tough little road to navigate right out of the gate for the Rebels.
Yeah, it's tougher than last year, Scott, but I think it's manageable if Ole Miss comes out and does what it's supposed to do. And Pete Golding, who your audience knows really well, who served under Nick Saban as defensive coordinator, has done a really good job at Ole Miss. And actually was on a podcast maybe a month or so ago, talked about he didn't think there would be that big of a drop-off from the defense from last year. Well, I will say it's a big drop-off on paper, but I'll take his word for it. We'll see whenever they open up against Georgia State. You made mention of the schedule. I polled a couple of players, mainly Austin Simmons, Caden Lee, a couple of guys that played a lot last year, specifically Caden Lee, and I asked him about the Kentucky game, and I said, hey, you know, is there any revenge factor? Is there anything? And they just smiled and said, you know, we go game to game. Which was a perfect answer. But I have no doubt that Lane Kiffin, it will not be like last year. Look, I'm not making any excuses for Ole Miss. Kentucky beat Ole Miss straight up.
Right.
But I would be remiss if I didn't think that Ole Miss thought they were just going to roll the ball out there and take care of Kentucky. But credit Kentucky for winning the game. Kentucky may win the game in Lexington this year, and they may win by a large margin, but it will not be because Ole Miss is not prepared. So I think you've got Kentucky and then Arkansas. We'll see what Sam Pittman brings to the table on the third week. And then, of course, that game against Tulane and then LSU, who everybody's talking about. Brian Kelly really likes his team. Garrett Nussmeier's returning. And LSU should be a really, really good football team this year. So, yeah, difficult, but I think manageable. And if you look at the schedule and Ole Miss faces Washington State, the biggest two games, I think if chalk prevails, and of course you guys know chalk never prevails when it comes to college football, but if it does, I think Ole Miss is probably an underdog. And two or three games on the schedule, being LSU, Georgia, and possibly at Oklahoma. So 9-3, I think, is the mark I'm kind of hanging around. I think there's a chance to go in either other direction. But to me, the game of the year is at Oklahoma. Ole Miss goes on the road and is going to have to face Georgia in Sanford Stadium. It's going to be a difficult task. But I think the game in which Ole Miss, being a good team to a great team, occurs next week, and that's against Oklahoma in Norman. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff. So if they could somehow win at Norman, then you set yourself up for a really good finish against the Citadel, Florida at home, and then Mississippi State on the road. So the schedule, it's opportunistic for Ole Miss. There are obviously some difficult games, but it's very manageable. I think 9-3 is a fair number. Some folks are saying 8-4. I think the over-under is 8.5. But it's going to have to take a win over Oklahoma or a home win over LSU to get to that 10-win mark, or maybe even possibly 11 if things go right.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline.
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people.
That's perfectly natural. Ooh, when you sign up for gig speed internet and advanced security. Locked in at a great rate for 5 years.
Really? That's great news. High five, everybody!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time. Sign up today.
High five!
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customer eligibility varies by service and area. Guarantee rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The questions around retirement have gotten tiring. Instead of asking, have you saved up enough? Shouldn't they be asking, what is it that you love to do? And how can we help you keep doing it? The truth is, you have no intention of slowing down. That's why your retirement plan should be more of an action plan. A hiking plan. A sailing plan. A music plan. A golf plan. The point is, no matter what your pastime, we can help make sure you never have to stop. Because at Lincoln Financial, we have the products and over 115 years of experience to help protect and grow your financial future, so you can keep doing more of what you love. Make your pastimes last a lifetime at lincolnfinancial.com/actionplan. Lincoln Financial, your tomorrow, our priority. Lincoln Financial, marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation, its insurance companies, and broker-dealer affiliate Lincoln Financial Distributors, Inc., copyright 2025, Lincoln National Corporation.
Well, and Brad, the final few minutes with you. We appreciate your time on this Saturday morning here. We are here at Greenway Hyundai in Decatur, Alabama. I know you said there's more questions on defense. What, in your mind, what are the biggest questions? And then take us through the backstory of Tyler Banks, who got the biggest honor basically you can get at Ole Miss, and that's he's going to be a defensive captain, and he's going to wear the number 38, which anybody in the SEC that's grown up around SEC football knows that's, of course, the Chucky Mullins award.
Yeah, back in 1989, Chucky Mullins, who's from not far from Huntsville, Russellville, Alabama.
Yeah, that's
was
right.
A member of that Ole Miss team in 1989 against the Vanderbilt Commodores, came up and made a hit on Brad Gaines, and was paralyzed from the waist down, would eventually pass away and is buried in Russellville. But was actually made his mark, gentlemen, after he was injured. And being a incredible person, first of all, became from very humble beginnings in Russellville, but worked his way up. And Trey Sutherland, who was his roommate, who I've had a chance to get to know over the years, talked about Chucky being his best friend while he was on campus. And back then in 1989, Ole Miss lived in the dorm, and there was no NIL. There was nothing. And Chucky showed up to campus, as we all know, with basically a gym bag with a couple of shirts and a pair of socks or two. So to say that he came from not very much is an understatement. He left his mark. As everybody knows, when Ole Miss leaves the field enters the field, there is a bust of Chucky, and they touch it. So every year the number 38 is awarded to a defensive player. Last year it was J.J. Pegues, and he wore 38 at home. He wore 89 on the road, I think. I think that's not what. But he did 89 because he honored his dad. So, but yeah, Tyler Banks is going to wear the number all the time. He's going to wear number 38. Patrick Willis wore the patch, and some people have worn the number in the patch. So that's a huge number. That's a huge number at Ole Miss. It's the number that everybody remembers. It's synonymous with Ole Miss football. And so that's a very, very special honor. I'm sure a lot of you in your audience saw the video. He called his dad, and it meant a lot to him. And it's really cool to see when college football goes beyond the field. And we see that whenever you talk about people that pass away. Ole Miss had a tragic event. Corey Adams was tragically shot and killed in Memphis. TJ Banks, a linebacker that was going to see substantial play, is injured. He's off crutches, but he received an injury to his patella, and we think he's going to be okay. But of course, Adams was tragically killed. The team is kind of working through that, and that's a mental issue that Lane Kiffin talked about. They have to be supportive for their players, not only being good men, good football coaches, but making sure they're mentally aware about the significance of mental health. And they've definitely done a very good job with that. So, yeah, huge honor for Banks, and definitely congratulations to that young man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brad, we appreciate the time, man, especially joining us via on WZZN-TV as well as the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. You always do a great job giving us great intel with the Rebels. Let everybody know how to follow you and your work.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's at Brad Logan, COTE, on Twitter/X. That's kind of where the hub is. And, of course, we have our podcast I do with David Johnson. That's at the Red and Blue Crew Podcast, and then our YouTube channel at Brad Logan Sports. So we appreciate being a part of jumping on with you guys, and it's always good to see you and looking forward
to it. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
And yeah, to physically see you.
Yeah, and prayers out to our good friend David Johnson, too. I know he's going through a lot.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be sure to pass that along, Drew. Thanks a lot to you guys, and he always enjoys getting to join you guys. So I'll be sure to tell him.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, let's slip a break in here. When we come back, the show's going to roll on from Greenway Hyundai of Decatur.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life. A major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships. Moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The questions around retirement have gotten tiring. Instead of asking, have you saved up enough? Shouldn't they be asking, what is it that you love to do? And how can we help you keep doing it? The truth is, you have no intention of slowing down. That's why your retirement plan should be more of an action plan. A hiking plan. A sailing plan. A music plan. A golf plan. The point is, no matter what your pastime, we can help make sure you never have to stop. Because at Lincoln Financial, we have the products and over 115 years of experience to help protect and grow your financial future so you can keep doing more of what you love. Make your pastimes last a lifetime at lincolnfinancial.com/action plan. Lincoln Financial, your tomorrow, our priority. Lincoln Financial, marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation, its insurance companies, and broker-dealer affiliate Lincoln Financial Distributors, Inc., copyright 2025, Lincoln National Corporation.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.